Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First of my lucky dip today comes from Roz. I have a few pair of jeans ranging from dark indigo denim to mid to light denims in colour. As an overall dark, medium high value contrast and a low colour contrast person, should I treat my lighter jeans as blue and wear my blues and greens with them, or can I wear any colour? Now, it depends how blue your jeans are, really. So when we're wearing something that's more different from us, so the lighter jean, it may appear a bit more blue, but I really wouldn't worry too much because we really do treat the denim as fairly neutral. So you can, I would say, just wear, you know, whatever colour it is. But what you'll want to wear if you're wearing your light jeans is wearing a darker value top to work with your overall value contrast. So that's actually more important than worrying about what the colour of the top is. Just as long as it's a darker top to give you the right value contrast, that is what I would be considering. Next question comes from Claudia. I struggle with my style because I do not like to repeat outfits, so it gets really difficult. Help. Now, this is a really interesting question about what is it about repeating outfits that you don't like? Is it because you get personally bored with repeating outfits, or is it you worry that people are going to judge you for wearing the same thing more than once? Because without knowing that, it's very hard to give you any advice. So I'm going to have a look at both these aspects. So number one is, if you get bored, well, that's fine. So this allows you to be really creative, to see how you can put outfits together in different ways, never combining the same complete outfit more than once. And that can be a kind of personal challenge you can do. But what it means is, if you do get really bored and you need lots of change, you're going to need a larger wardrobe because you'll need to have more options to mix and match rather than, kind of having fewer options. But just not wearing the same garment more than once is just purely wasteful. So I would say that it's like, challenge yourself to put your outfits together in different ways. Put different garments together, see how many different ways you can wear that same shirt, that same, you know, skirt, whatever it might be in your wardrobe. Now, the other way would be is, are you worried about being judged for wearing the same outfit more than once? And I think this is, I don't know why there is this judgment. I think it kind of creeps in from kind of days of old in a way. But I kind of look at that and go, really, you know what? These days, even whenever like Princess Kate or, you know, Kate Middleton wears the same outfit more than once, she actually gets congratulated. It's like, wow, great. She's worn the same outfit more than once. She's not wasting money on clothes. She's thinking about the environment. She is thinking about the world. Nobody expects you to never wear the same outfit more than once. Really, that doesn't happen. We expect to see people in the same clothes multiple times. So I think, you know, it is that sort of thing that if you're worried about being judged, I'm wondering where that's coming from. I do think sometimes that the Instagram kind of generation of people posting outfits and feeling like they can't post the same outfit more than once, that is rather negative because it creates a large kind of wasteful consumer mindset. But I would be looking at why you can't wear the same outfit more than once. What is the reason? And what is it that is making you feel like you can't? Because, you know, there's no reason not to wear the same outfit more than once. If you scroll through, just even the videos here of all my Facebook lives, you will see me wearing the same tops appear more than once. You know, like, and I have a reasonably extensive wardrobe and I do get bored wearing the same things all the time, but I do try and put my outfits together in different ways. And I think this is something to go, is it's kind of set yourself a little challenge of how can you wear the same garments in multiple ways. But there's no reason why you can't repeat the same outfits. I repeat the same outfits. But sometimes it can even just be a change of jewelry or something, or like a different jacket, or just something that tweaks the outfit and changes it in some way or other to stop that boredom. Last question today comes from Lynn. And she says, proportions. Can you please give me some tricks to balance my look? I think I'm an X shape with a longer body, but regular length legs and saddlebags. So if you have a slightly longer body than legs, thinking about ending your, you know, skirts at the knees, tops around the hip bones, and three-quarter length sleeves are always going to draw the eye up and make you a little bit taller. Also, too, is if you have a longer body, we want to draw the eye up. So we can use kind of layers and crops and stuff, like different layers of top lengths as well, as long as they are not going down to your saddlebag hips. So because you have the weight at your thighs, that's your widest point, we want to think about that fit and flare shape with whatever you're wearing. So rather than straight skirts, fit and flare, so A-line and flared skirts, those sorts of things as well, making sure your tops do end at around your hip bones, not your high, like low hip, which is the top of your thighs. Making sure all your tops and things end shorter than that because it draws the eye upwards, also balances out the length of your body. Another thing you can do if you think you've got a slightly long body is sometimes even just breaking up your body with a belt. So if you're wearing something like a dress, that is an unbroken line of color, so it can look, you know, start to kind of look longer, then just put a belt on, and that helps to A, draw the eye up, and B, breaks up a longer proportion. And also putting things in your portrait area draws the eyes up as well. So the really simple tip is if your body is longer than your legs, go for kind of shorter skirts, you know, like no longer than your knee length, you know, three-quarter sleeves, you know, tops that are between waist and, you know, you can tuck in your tops or have them at the kind of high hip where your hip bones are, and shorter necklaces. Versus if you have very long legs compared and a shorter body, we want longer skirts and dresses. So below the knees, long sleeve tops, and you can wear longer if you wish to, you know, like necklaces. And also you can have your tops end a little bit lower, but of course it always depends where the widest point of your thighs at your bottom is about where you want to end that, because that is always the guiding kind of point to where do you end your tops. And remember that a curved hem is always the easiest sort of hem to have on a top because it is not creating a horizontal line across a potentially wide area of your body. So if you're not sure of your shape, and if you want your body shape guidelines, do go onto the blog and look for the body shape quiz, and you can get the quiz and you can download your body shape Bible, and you can, you know, find the Bibles there too, and like read up all about what to wear for your body shape. And you can also look up body proportions, and you'll find there's lots of information about different body proportions there as well, and how to measure your body proportions and figure out what they are. So I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate you coming along and being here and educating yourself about your style, because I really know how impactful and how important style education is, because we have to get dressed every day. We've got 365 days a year to practice getting dressed and to practice finding our style. So it is something that we've got to do every day. So why not do it in the best way possible, and learn about, you know, what really works for us, so we waste less money, so we can have that money for other things in our life, our holidays, our houses, our children, families, you know, all the things we want to do, rather than wasting money on the wrong clothes. So there's all sorts of terrible, scary statistics about how much we do waste on the wrong clothes. And if you want to know more about that, I've actually got a webinar, how to take your style from ordinary to inspired. Just head over to the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. You will find a link to it there. That's got some interesting statistics that it's worth knowing about, and some tips on how to take your style from ordinary to inspired so you can build a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear and that love you back as well. Have a lovely day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.